State lawmakers are trying to get in front of the Bears' plans for Arlington Park. State Rep Cam Buckner has filed a resolution to try to get lawmakers on board so that taxpayers won't be footing the bill for this. Representative Buckner, thanks for coming on the show to talk about this. How's your afternoon going?
And I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Is it true you were an usher at Soldier Field back in the day?
I was. From my sophomore year in high school through my senior year, that was my part-time, well, my gig, my full-time gig as an usher at Soldier Field, yeah.
Did you love it? Was it fun?
It was great. I got to see Bears games for free, and this was, 2000, 2001, there were some pretty good Bears teams.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really fun experience.
So you don't hate the Bears, is the bottom line. You just want to do what's right for taxpayers here. Tell us what it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, and listen, very clearly, I do not hate the Bears, but I love Chicago and I love Illinois, and I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Obviously, Soldier Field, where it stands now, is in my district, and I would hope and wish and pray that the Bears and the city find their way to get to a peace in the valley so the Bears can stay in Chicago, in Soldier Field, in my 26th district. But what has happened since we've heard the rumors and the rumblings of a purchase agreement signed at Arlington Heights, myself and my colleague, Representative Mike Zaleski from Riverside, we came together and we filed a House Resolution 480, which would prevent any public funding, any state funding from any new stadium projects. And so the question is, why did you do this? Where did this come from? As you mentioned at the top of the segment, mm-hmm. We've seen around the country that states have financed and cities have financed the building of new stadiums at a rapid clip. I think there's only one NFL stadium. It happens to be the home of two different teams, the Jets and the Giants, so the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, that didn't have any public subsidies. Every other NFL stadium has had those, right? And so what Representative Zaleski and I have said is, listen, we don't know what's going on. We hope the Bears stay in Chicago. But if perchance they end up in Arlington Heights, we don't want you guys coming to Springfield asking for money to build a new stadium.
And how likely does that seem? I mean, I didn't realize that MetLife is the only one. So even the one in Dallas, the Jerry Jones house, had public subsidies?
Yeah, and some of the subsidies are actual dollars. Some of them are tax breaks, right? And so they kind of run the gamut there. But MetLife is the only one that didn't get tax breaks or actual dollars. Mm-hmm. We hope that folks understand where we're coming from. The state has really worked hard to get back on sound financial footing. And while many of our counterparts across the country are trending backwards fiscally, we are on the heels of a pandemic recession, but we still were able to have our first major credit rating boost in two decades. And as we fight back and build back and try to increase safety and public trust and the health and welfare of the state, this is the time to double down on doing what's right, not to deviate from that. And so I'll just be clear about this. The Bears have not asked us for money. But what Rep. Zaleski and I and many of our colleagues are saying here is that we're going to be proactive. There was a speech, Anna, that I used to get from my mother when we were younger and we would go to the mall. And it would start with her saying, "Don't ask me to buy you anything before I get in the store, before I even ask for anything." Right? And so
I know the trick.
She knew her kid, right? And so this is us trying to be proactive and get in front of what may come.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people appreciate that you're doing that. I don't understand quite, though, how lawmakers, can you pass a bill? I mean, how does that actually get done so that taxpayers don't foot the bill?
Any financing that will come through on the state level would have to be passed in the state budget or through legislation in Springfield. And so this is obviously a non-binding resolution, but what can flow from this is the actual legislation that can prevent that from happening. This is, as far as the stadium, the public financing stadium situation is concerned, it's really a finely tuned and widely accepted practice around the country. But we have to look at what our priorities are and how to be better in Illinois. This can't be the way we go. I'm reminded of a story of David Tepper, who is the Carolina Panthers owner, who went to his state legislature and the city council in Charlotte and said that he would not build the team a new stadium without government assistance. We don't want that to happen here. We don't want to get stuck with a situation where Illinois taxpayers are footing the bill because the Bears were unhappy in the city of Chicago and therefore wanted a new stadium in Arlington Heights.
State Senator Robert Peters has proposed something yesterday, and we had Ann Gillespie on with us yesterday as well, another state senator. He was sort of modeling his thing after what they did in Ohio. He said that the Ohio law says a pro sports teams that receive any public financing must get permission from the city or give local groups a chance to buy the team. That's what they did there. I think he was modeling what he wanted to do after that. Do you like that idea? Is there another way to go about this? It seems like you're allied in your focus and your mission to help taxpayers out. I just wonder exactly what this might look like.
Yeah, so Senator Peters is approaching this from the mindset of what happened in Cleveland when Art Modell took the Browns and moved them, and the city was devastated by it. And thankfully, the NFL was able to give the city another team. They renamed it the Browns. Everything was fine. I think that his head is in the right place on how to address this. But the caveat for myself, I think, and Rep. Zaleski, is that, you know, private entities do make private decisions, right? We want to make sure that if we take away the ability to get state funds in the first place for these buildings, for these stadiums, then there's no need to have to pull back some of that ownership capability, right? And so, you know, there is a financial, fiscal, and functional effect to this. Let's be honest, though, this is it's very much also about pride and psychological effect, right? If you bring up the Sonics, Supersonics, to a person from Seattle, or you bring up the Rams to a native Angeleno, you'll hit a nerve. There's a sort of this, my city is better than your city if I take your team thing. And so we've got to figure a way around it. I just, the entire structure of the way we once again fund stadiums, the way we allow sports teams to use these facilities, it needs to be looked at. The Bears pay $6 million a year in rent, right? And that seems like a really paltry amount. But there are teams like Cincinnati Bengals who pay nothing for rent. Even more shocking, there are teams who not only pay no rent, but they get paid to play in their publicly financed stadiums. The state of Louisiana pays New Orleans Saints $6 million a year to play there.
Wow.
And so this entire thing is really interesting.
It is, and I appreciate you guys getting in front of this. As you say, your mom going to the store. I pulled a trick where if we go to a toy store, a candy store, you get one thing and one thing only. Uh-huh. So choose wisely. Yeah. That's how we do it. That's what I'm doing. But hey, but in terms of just one other thing I want to get to here, that if it would seem necessary if the Bears do move to Arlington Heights, that they have to deal with transportation issues. You're going to need, I don't know, there's a metro station there, or there's a train. The access to transportation is there, but would you have to widen roadways? Would you, within Arlington Heights, would there be any expressway changes? I'm just thinking through it, bus routes, things like that. I don't know if that affects the state, though, or is that more of a local issue that Arlington Heights have to deal with?
So I think in many ways it would affect the state, right? There would have to be some coordination with RTA and IDOT to make sure that the roads and the infrastructure is equipped to handle that. Whether we're talking about extending a metro line or increasing the ability for people to get from the city to Arlington Heights for Bears games, I think there has to be a conversation at the state level about that. But once again, Anna, this is really about priorities. If we can find the ability and the time and the resource and the efforts to create a easy way from folks to get from the city of Chicago to Arlington Heights for a Bears game, but we can't extend the red line. I'm from 103rd Street, right? The red line stops at 95th Street, and we've been having this conversation for decades.
Right.
We've got to take a real look at what's important to us.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That starts to come into focus even clearer when something like that happens. I agree with you. Hey, Representative Buckner, before I let you go, we are going to be speaking with Alma Hill next on the show. She is an advocate of more cameras on the expressways. Her sister died tragically on the Dan Ryan over a year ago, and I know there was a state law that was passed in her name, in her honor, to try to install these cameras. I know you're aware of the fact that the shootings are out of control, I'll say it. I just wonder, are cameras part of the solution? What, from a state perspective, can be done, is being done about it?
Yeah, and so I don't know Ms. Hill, but I do know the tragic story of her sister. I think her name was Tamara Clayton. And I know that Representative Thaddeus Jones has really worked hard to get cameras and license plate readers on the expressways in and around the city. We should use all the technology that we have the capability to use to be able to do something about this influx of shootings on interstates. Unfortunately, they haven't slowed down since Ms. Clayton's passing. They've gotten worse. And they're happening on every interstate that flows through and around this city. And so if license plate readers and cameras are the antidote or the panacea, we need to use that. We need to find ways to, I think, put state police and CPD in better positions to be able to catch folks when they do this. I think one of the problems is people are doing this and they're fleeing, they're getting away, and they have their freedom while somebody else has lost their life. Right? And so we've got to crack down on this and figure out a way to do this. We can't have our interstates be shooting galleries. It's not okay.
Yeah, I'd agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Representative Buckner. Always appreciate your thoughts, and thank you for making time for us here at WGN.
Thank you.